first started the organization, what we wanted to do was build a large-scale Comic-Con in Denver. We saw the convention center was growing and that the city was becoming metropolitan enough, and we knew that the audience was there. So we wanted to build this event, and the real transformation came when we said, all right, well, we don't want to just throw a three-day party for Denver. We want to give back to the community that we've come to love and that has supported us. And so we said, why don't we use the proceeds of this to teach the educational benefits of comics and pop culture. And we grew up learning all these complicated words like adamantium and radiation through comic books and through our passion for pop culture. And we knew that there was educational value and had used it in our classrooms before. So we said, let's go ahead and take the proceeds from Comic-Con and put on a year-round educational outreach piece for kids and adults who could benefit from it.
Year round, meaning you've got kids involved in drawing some of their ideas, developing their artistic or illustrative skills?
We do. So what we do is in some of our classes, we teach both literacy and art skills, and we also teach personal transformation. So we ask the kids to not only learn how a comic book is made, but also tackle a problem that they see in their world or the world in general, write a comic about it. So, you know, we've had kids write comics about the drug dealer on the corner. We've had kids write comics about childhood obesity that they were struggling with. And they created metaphorical superheroes in order to address these things that was going on for them.
It gets deep. Adults as well brought into this constructive literary work around fantasy.
So one of the programs that we're most proud of is called LEAD with Comics, and LEAD stands for Literacy, Education, and Adult Detention. And what we do is we go into jails and correctional facilities around the state, in particular in Boulder County, and we just started at Sterling Correctional Facility. And we teach the inmates to develop their literacy, art, and personal transformation skills as well through analysis of graphic novels, so like a group book club reading, as well as the comic book creation process. And we're really proud to announce that we're selling our first comic book this year at Comic-Con, and it's all entirely made up of inmate art and the stories that they had to tell. And, you know, it feels really good for us to be able to give them a platform to be able to tell their stories and feel like what they have going on is of value. Yeah, we need people in the world to be able to understand their value and be able to express themselves, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on right now, and a lot of it comes from people who are feeling like they don't have a voice.
Yeah.
Denver Comic Con and, we think more importantly, the Pop Culture Classroom. The website, popcultureclassroom.org. Ilya Kowalczyk, Director of Education. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming by. Good to see you.
It's a pleasure.